Hey, hon. Welcome home. I'm just about done here. Let me just put this away and I'll be right there. Hi, baby. Welcome home. Oh. Honey, what's wrong? Well, you look exhausted. Was it a long day? Well, I guess that's a pretty obvious question. You look. Oh. Oh dear. Come on. Let's go sit down for a second. Yeah. I want to hear about your day. I want to hear about what happened. Come on. Here we are. Take my hand. Yeah, take my hand. So, what happened? I know that work can really beat you down. Believe me when I say that you don't deserve that. You don't. You deserve to be treated a lot better than you are. And I'm sorry that today you didn't receive that. It doesn't matter if anyone else was tired or if anyone else was stressed. I mean, it does. They deserve to have good days too. But they shouldn't take it out on you. If they're tired, if they're overworked, if their personal stuff is upsetting them, you shouldn't be the one who has to receive all of the kickback. You don't. You deserve good things. Like what? Well, for one, you deserve to be comfy and relaxed, and your efforts and thoughts should be valued. Everyone should value your input as much as I do, but I know not everyone is keen to do that, and that's their loss, really. I can't stop you from having bad days. I can't change the whole world's perception and make them treat you better than they are. If I could, honey, I would. It's what you deserve. But I can't. What I can do, though, is try and make it better for you when you come home. Sweetheart, I'm your landing pad. If things out there get to be too much, I'm here. I was cooking, but it can be left to simmer for a bit. We can eat after, I think. Right now, I just want to take care of you. I want to make sure my baby's okay. Tell you what, sweetheart. How about we go to the bedroom for a bit? Yeah. We'll have a little bit of cuddle time. Sweetheart, it's no trouble. I want to be there for you. And I want you to have a safe space where you can just breathe and rest and relax. I wasn't thinking you could be my little spoon, sweetheart. No. I was thinking you could lay on my chest. Yeah, we'll have a little bit of a cuddle. You can rest your head and listen to my heartbeat. Does that sound okay with you? Good. I've been waiting all day to cuddle with you. And I'm sorry that it had to be under these circumstances where you're not really feeling your best, but... But I can be for you now when you need me. And I think that'll make the cuddles even more special. Come on, let's go. There we are. Nothing outside of this room matters. Nothing outside of this bed, really. Lay down with me. Well, I guess I'll lay down first. And then you can lay on me. Yeah, be my weighted blanket. You lay on me. I wrap my arms around you. You put your ear to my chest. And I pet your hair. And we can slowly work away the stress and the thoughts of today. Because they don't matter anymore. Nope. What matters is that you're here. You're safe and comfy and loved. Because I do love you, honey. I love you so much. You deserved a lot better than you got today. Having me to come home to, I'm glad that makes it easier. But if I could, every day, you would have this feeling. Always feel safe and loved and warm and appreciated. That's what I want for you. I want you to know that you're valued and important. I wish I could give that to you all the time. Because you make me feel that way. Every day, I feel seen, loved and heard, and it's so important to me. And I want to be able to do that for you too. Always. Always. But if I started following you into work, I think I'd start getting in trouble. Oh, don't tempt me, baby. I would absolutely follow you. And I would fight everyone that tried to make you feel sad. How was my day? Ooh. Are you sure you want to hear me talk about all that? You like my voice? Thank you. Well, makes me wish I had a bit more of an interesting day then. I mean, my day was very, very calm. I straightened up around the house a bit. Did a little bit of cleaning, not too much. Mostly I was just playing some games. Yeah, it was a Zelda kind of day for me. And we will not talk about all the ways that I fell down mountains. Nope. I'm just very bad at finding Koroks. I am. I see, like, a distant tree, and it's like, I want to go there. And then everything else between me and that tree disappears. Even if I'm in the middle of a Korok hunt, as soon as I see something I want to go to. Not very good at it. I just forget that I'm supposed to be looking for the sound of Korok, or whatever. One-track mind. Okay. I mean, yes, I can agree with that. When I get an idea, you know, everything else just becomes secondary. After that, it was a lot of meal prepping and letting stuff marinate. I don't know about you, but for me it was a steak day. A good steak day. So I've got that marinating in the fridge, and I've got some stuff simmering on the stove. Yeah, don't worry. It's safe to be left there. I mean, the longer it's left there, the more flavor it'll all absorb, so let it do that for all I care. Well, I do want you to eat, and I will be glad to get you a drink of water or juice or something. Keep you nice and hydrated and get your body feeling well after, I imagine, a very frustrating day, both for you and it. Right now, I just want to be with you. Yeah. Well, as I said, I didn't really do much today. I did hear some fun stuff from my friends. Apparently, Joshua, little idiot, he almost wiped out on his bike. No, not the bike, the motorcycle. No. He was on a pedal bike. And fool that he wasn't paying attention to the crosswalk. And while I think he should have still been able to go, someone else didn't agree. No, not a car. Not a car. A little old lady on the other side of the road, of all things. Joshua was gonna try and go across when it was getting a bit dicey before the light switched, but little old lady on the other side of the road wasn't having it. Little French lady. She was, goddamn, she was yelling at him. Or at the very least, that's what Madison said. Yeah. And Joshua, to avoid most likely getting a purse to the side of his head, decided to immediately stop his bike when he was just going over the curb. And he almost ate asphalt. He didn't. At least, I don't think he did. We'll have to have a weekend. A weekend where we just all go out together and do something stupid. That sounds like it could be fun. Right now, though, I don't really feel like moving. How about you? Not really. My heartbeat? Well, I'm glad that you find it relaxing. I'm glad that it can help you unwind after the day you've had. I said it before, but I'm sorry you had a bad day. Well, I know I didn't do anything to cause it, but just the fact that you had one, and there's nothing I can do from stopping you having another one, is frustrating. I want to take care of you. I want you to know how much I appreciate you, the way that you always appreciate me, but I struggle with that. I don't know how. Just this, huh? Just being there when you need me? Well, sweetheart, I can do that for you. It's really no trouble. Really, you're acting like a weighted blanket. Not having you here today was. I wonder if maybe I could tell that you weren't having a good day. Because you not being here really didn't feel good. No. Well, it made me miss you, obviously, honey. Today I was feeling a Especially lonely. But that's over now. You're right where you belong. And you get to finally unwind a bit. Just like you deserve. Do you want to take a nap before supper? I mean, I won't sleep. I'll be right here. I'll be right here to wake you up when it gets closer to, I imagine, dinner being done. And I can hold you close and keep you safe. I can keep you safe while you sleep and keep all of the stresses away. Yeah. Rest for me, honey. Close your eyes. Yeah. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for me. Hold it. And then out through your mouth. In through the nose. Hold it. Out through the mouth. Let your shoulders relax, honey. Just melt for me, baby. Yeah. I want your body feeling all loose while you just take a little bit of time for yourself. Deep breath. Listen to the sound of my heartbeat. Rest well, honey. I'll wake you up when it comes time to eat.